Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Venus Master Mary Rose broadcasting 100% divine love to you. On this night, I'm calling out to you and saying, come and have a comfortable seat. Center yourself in the eye of the storm, whether you're weathering the wintry snow or you just feel emotional storms around you, whatever it is, maybe there's no storm at all. But come out of your anxiety, come into an objective place, and center your sense of self. I titled this episode Freedom and Xanadu. Calming, grounding, uplifting, and satisfying. Defy ordinary fears with a deeper peace of mind. Let's create a slow, easy groove tonight, mastering the art of the journey through into this golden era. This is the art of experiencing into the great unknown. A place where nobody dared to go. The love that we came to know. They call it Xanadu. Xanadu, the roller skate dancing bliss musical with the ever lovely Olivia Newton-John. Right? It's a bliss-filled, orchestrated Hollywood scenario, but forget all that. Xanadu people understood the language of the heart. It's a place of heart, a state of mind. We are always in heart truly. So say you're in a sandstorm, or say it's some sort of storm that you're moving through and you've got a heart of gold. And when you're in storm, you are present and it pushes you. And yet you're not necessarily freaking out. Sometimes there's an after freak out, or sometimes there's many years of feeling misery or grief. Or, and then the next time you enter some sort of storm scenario, you panic. You feel overwhelmed. You can become very paralyzed energetically. We're always in heart, though, truly. Going beyond the confines of the familiar seems a wee bit scary to most. Yet, to put it as a nice nin, and the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. Unlock your nervous system from being paralyzed with fear. Whether there be snow or sandstorms or the great unknown, undefinable, let's melt the nympholepsy. What's nympholepsy? It's when you feel afraid. You feel blocked in your body. You feel afraid. And so parts of you shuts down and you have a hard time moving forward. In a storm, not because you can't move forward, but you may seem paralyzed by panic or fear or anxiety. So let's melt the nympholepsy. Even if you're not experiencing any form of panic, there may be residuals. So let's come into an even more comfortable position. Come into your ancient eyes to see clearly as you proceed in the most amazing feats. Take a deep breath and relax your body. Freedom and Xanadu. Okay, well, Xanadu definitely represents heaven, utopia, the promised land. Truly, beyond all the pain is the actual relief. I reached the garden where it's all good. Nothing's going to hurt me. Everything's prosperous. I don't need to scramble to survive, right? You can always come into this place. And if you are having a hard time seeing Xanadu, in those difficult moments, it may be stormy, raging, whatever it is, you can come into your center and tell yourself, oh yeah, Xanadu, heaven, is always true, always real. The center is the experience of the now. And in this place, your frequency can shift. And it's not about talking it out. It's not about thinking it out. It's a jump. It's experience. It's not about pointing at a word or an image. It's about coming into the now. Often fear comes up because it's based on some sort of memory where it hurt and you haven't quite let go of those stories. It could be from other lives, other people even. And it can be very difficult to relax. You might come into a state of just sort of giving up. But guess what? When you come into the center, you can feel that sense of a rope guiding you upwards into the light. Let go of the old stories that hurt. Don't let them hurt you anymore. And in fact, think about it. When you were in those moments, you were experiencing an incredible observation of emotion, expanding how far can I go till I burn out. Perhaps it was physical labor or physical. And yet, you're here in the now. And each moment, each story is completely unique. And to base it on other experiences, it cannot. You have always come up stronger when you tap into your center, into your ancient eyes that see the truth. There is freedom in this. There is freedom coming more comfortably into your body and knowing that you are safe no matter what. Truly, fearing for our lives can block us out of paranoia, not out of truth. An inner strength can be triggered when you are really experiencing trauma and you're in the moment, an inner strength can kick in. And your experience is in activating your capabilities. You need to come into this place of trust, trusting the universe, trusting the sensations and the experience as part of your living evolution. And you know, some days you're not going to feel like pushing yourself, and some days you will. Most of all, you need to be true to yourself, whether you feel like pushing yourself and decide to, or you feel like pushing yourself and you feel blocked. You can always come into your center, guide yourself forward into a moment by moment. Just breathe. Relax your shoulders. Stretch your neck. And you know what? Have compassion for yourself. Whatever day it is, you can walk forward in freedom, no matter what your circumstance. You can have a light glowing within you. Your imagination is key. It is a tool. It is a powerful tool. So whatever word or whatever sensation you put into your imagination and you give up because you're overwhelmed, relax, calm yourself, allow your vibration to heighten right now. I want you to experience goodness. Oh, the glory days. Oh, do you remember how that hurt? You're keeping those experiences overly active when you're avoiding experiencing the now, and we don't always catch ourselves. It's an amazing, illuminating sensation when you begin to experience being in the now. You begin to open yourself to really flow and feel the flow of living life force guiding you in your own fairy tale. Your own sense of freedom awaits you, even if you can't see the solution right now, even if you don't know how the details will work themselves out. You are in the unknown, and yet freedom and Xanadu exists as you break from the confinement of old stories. You don't want to be confined by your stories. And yet that is an experience in and of itself too. And you will come to a day when you realize, oh, that's uncomfortable, as I was saying about the bud. It became too uncomfortable to stay tight and familiar in these places. If you have any piece of nature around you, piece of nature, what I mean is something like a pine cone or a stone. And if you're feeling a little out of center, encourage you to pick up a pine cone. It has a really special shape that's really great for combing your aura around your body. And also holding the pine cone, even. It's very unique, the shape of a pine cone. It has a powerful ability to clear any attachments that aren't serving you. And it can help you increase your frequency. Like kind of like combing your hair, right? You're just combing your aura. And as you do that, you're consciously feeling connected to the earth, which you are made of. And coming into your body, feeling never so comfortable in your body. Just calm. And if you don't have a pine cone, that's all right. If you have a rock or even just using your hand, it's sort of like a sense of like, guess what? I'm not afraid. Oh, you're alchemizing this fear. Use that juicy fear and alchemize it and realize, maybe I put more power into that fear than was necessary. In fact, again, it's an experience, isn't it? You might find this very helpful right now. Just take your hands and float outside the shape of your body and become aware that, I'm in my body. I'm here. You're like soothing the energy. You're calming yourself down, coming into your center, knowing that there is always freedom. And perhaps there are experiences that are going to be amazing. Perhaps you've had experiences, and perhaps there are going to be experiences. Most of all, you are in your experience right now. The illusions of past and future shape shift all the time. And it's up to you what you want them to shape shift to. There's your freedom. Remember, it's up to you. And perhaps if you stepped into an experience that feels quite challenging or overwhelming, Remember, you wanted to experience. So you go, oh, I get that. I understand that. Oh, this is an experiment. I'm experiencing. How could I help myself right now? Place your hands at the bottom of your spine. Feel the groundedness, the comfort, and knowing that your spinal fluid is flowing and it can only get better. Your capabilities are vast. This human body can do so much and so little. It's up to you. You have the freedom to rest, to play, to work, to stretch. You can go either way. So you are testing what feels like what in my experience. Frequency do I want right now? Well, when you're in the moment, you embrace it. Sometimes we experience shock for a way to wake us up, a way to shake us and move us. Because perhaps we felt really shut down and then we have this situation that just shakes us and wakes us and gets us thinking and gets us feeling compassion. Maybe it's the universe poking at you like, hey, what do you think? What do you feel? Where are you? Maybe because it shakes us because we've been blocked. But it doesn't really matter what we think of our situation. It boils down to how we feel. Judgment and thinking and pondering and reflecting, well, that is an experience. But how we feel, it affects our day. How you feel in one moment, when you're feeling it really on top of your game, it couldn't matter if the worst things on earth were happening, or happening around you, or in your life even, or in your very own home. If these terribly upsetting things could be happening, and yet your strength could come through. Your love, the power of your love can permeate a room. This is your Xanadu. This is your freedom. You are love. You are loved. Often, there can be frequencies that are actually hindering people's clarity. That is a storm. It's invisible. It can come in argumentatively and just drive you wild if you let it. If you center yourself and be like, oh boy, I'm on a roller coaster. And some people go for that ride on the roller coaster emotionally. Well, take yourself off the roller coaster. Of course, you are free to go on the emotional roller coaster with other people's emotions up, down, all around, up, down, all around. But you are not a victim. You can find an inner strength in these moments. In this moment, you can find your inner strength. You can open your heart to places it's never been before. The fear of getting hurt and the shame of being so-called failure or hurt physically, emotionally, those things can melt. When you come into your center and experience the now, and this is your freedom. This is an illuminating experience. So stretch your body because you are in places you've never been before. Taking a walk outside, putting your hands on the earth, wherever you are, putting your hands on the ground. These things. Breathing. These are helpful, tiny little guides and tools to calm you into your center. And then sometimes you'll be so strong in your center. And sometimes you may feel weak and tossed about. But these are concepts. Always know that you are free from concepts. Don't get too carried away with concepts. Not too carried away. Because you do not want to be confined by them. You want to continue to feel who you are. You are eternal. You are expanding. You are connecting with the earth, with heaven, with high frequency that can give you solutions. Now imagine a cup in your hands right now. Whatever mood you are in, whatever level you are at, wherever you feel like, this is a little bit, well, guess what? To feel a solution come into you, if you feel stuck about something, you're not going to get solution from that same level. Not really, because it's kind of like chasing your own tail. When you have a stuck feeling, it is good to open up to a higher frequency and say, hello, thank you, angels. Thank you, higher frequencies with higher solutions. Pour into my cup right now. Lift me up. Lift me up. There are guides, and yet they believe so much in you. They don't like to interfere too much with you, but they will always bring solutions when you ask. I'm so happy to have joined with you in this peaceful connection. It's good for me too. Very satisfying. Have a great, sweet dream of life, of being here, experiencing freedom and Xanadu, regardless of circumstance. This is your Golden Era Anchor, Venus, Master Mary Rose. I'll tune in with you soon.